Next item, please.
925, request of Donna L. Cohen to address council regarding St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 Plan.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Donna Cohen. I live in St. John's, and I'm here with five of the six original members of the stakeholder committee which developed the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 Plan. We have Barbara Quinn, Seamus Linsky, Kurt Schneider, Lisa Irani, and myself. So it has been 17 months. I mean, we spent 17 months in 2011 to 2013 working on this plan. It's been 16 years since the creation of the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 1 plan and 4 years since approval of the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 plan. In 2018, the city is to implement the construction phase of this plan. In June, with absolutely no warning, even to the neighbors who served on the committee, PBOT unilaterally eliminated key safety treatments for the Fessenden St. Louis corridor. Am I too close to the mic?
No, you're good.
Those features were pedestrian signals. 17 months of hard work on the part of the community thrown out, so much for the public involvement process. Since PBOT's announcement, the community has rallied, and with the support of Commissioner Saltzman, we are told those key treatments are back. However, we have no commitment as to when the treatments will be completed, other than, if not in 2018, quote, following the completion of the larger St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 improvement, unquote. There is nothing that has changed in terms of technical requirements for the pedestrian signals in the plan. The same guidelines from the Federal Highway Administration exist now as existed in 2013. I personally have been in communication with the Federal Highway Administration in D.C. and in Salem and ODOT. The initial attempt to eliminate these signals, combined with wavering now on when they will be done, raises suspicions in the St. John's community. Delaying these... especially since delaying these treatments until after the rest of the project is complete would be more expensive. And yet the project has gone from $3.3 million, the best cost estimate for any project that Metro received during that funding cycle, to over $7 million now. We'd really like to know how that happened and why the city feels it's acceptable to now spend $7 million while at the same time taking away crucial safety improvements. Public trust is a valued commodity to city government. We expect our city council to hold PBOT to its original commitment, a commitment we all worked hard to achieve, and to provide us assurance that all the safety changes to Fessenden St. Louis will be completed in 2018. The construction phase of the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 plan should take place as scheduled in 2018 with all its components, including the changes to Fessenden St. Louis. Safety can't wait. And we have a request for some documents at the bottom. Oh, it's okay. Sorry. So we're here with the community, as you can see. And we've worked a long time on this, and we feel that we shouldn't have to wait any longer. It should be part of the original plan.
So if I may just respond. So, yes, PBOT is going to complete the project in the 2018 construction season. It will include the safety improvements, with the one possible exception being the rapid flashing beacon, which may take a little longer, but everything else is going to be done in the 2018.
And that's precisely what is unacceptable to us. The pedestrian signals are needed. We've been waiting, 16 years for them. This street is a barrier to the people on either side. We have people on the north side that are lower income. They're more diverse. We have a high proportion of seniors, kids, and people with disabilities, and it's we need to be able to get across our community of 15,000 people. So it needs to happen in 2018 along with the rest of the project.
Well, that is the goal. But
goal isn't
being
sufficient.
Candid with you.
We need a commitment.
The rapid flashing beacon may take a little longer, but the goal is to have it all done
for all of it
in the 2018 construction season, all safety improvements.
We need it all now. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.